We've got a big announcement, girlies.
We're going on tour!
We're going on tour. We're hitting the road, Jack. Woo! So don't you come back no more, no more.
We're bringing our tour, That's Showbiz, all
That's
over
showbiz.
Ireland.
You have to say it like that.
Well, oh, but I That's can't sing.
That's Showbiz.
You have to say it like old-timey American. I'll work on it.
That has to feature in the show.
We're coming to name them.
A city near you. We're going to Cork, Limerick, Galway, Belfast, and Dublin.
Yeah, sorry about the Midlands, but we can't drive and we need to access by train.
We don't really know any of those. Our geography knowledge of that part of Ireland is limited.
But if you want to come see us, go to ticketmaster.ie and get your tickets because they're flying out the door, girls. And our girlies in the UK and Australia, don't worry. Because there's exciting dates coming soon.
Yeah. Keep the eyes peeled. That's
keep
all we'll
the
say
eyes
on that.
And ears or, peeled.
And the ears, because you might hear it on here again.
Do you keep your ears peeled?
Keep the ears clean, I would say.
Anyway,
maybe.
We're waffling.
Anyway, also, link in the episode description on how to get your tickets.
Exactly. See you then.
See you, girlies. I'm so excited.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I love the interviews that she did around the fame as well, because she was like, everyone was like, oh, you're a thick bitch. And she was like, I'm a genius. She was like, let's have some fun. This beat is sick. I want to take a ride on your disco stick.
I think we've referenced that
too many times
in at least 8 episodes.
But I remember I used to be in my little living room, the small living room in Blarney Street, and I was watching the Monster Ball. Yeah. And when Boys, Boys, Boys came on, erections.
It's your favourite queers, back in your ears. It's I'm Grandmam.
Hey girlies, I'm Kevin.
And I'm PJ.
And welcome back to
I'm Grandmam.
Woo!
London launch day.
Very excited.
Very excited. It's lashing raining now, but it's grand. We shall overcome.
Now also, I woke up with a huge spot in my face.
It's tiny.
It's big. The barber even said it. He was like, I have to be careful now doing your beard in case I pop that.
It's in your beard though, so you can't really see it. It's camouflaged.
No, because I got him to take the beard down to a half. I get the beard to a 0.5, so then I leave the moustache alone.
Oh, you're still pretending like you have a moustache.
Stop saying pretending. That's actually so rude. You let talk about your hair dominate your thoughts for 12 months of the year, and I decide to grow a moustache. And you're trying to make up this narrative that I'm obsessed with this.
You keep pushing this agenda. I don't talk about my hair. People talk about my hair.
You're so full of your fucking self.
No, they just...
People talk about my hair. Nobody does, dog.
No, I think like they just keep coming up to me going, what the fuck's going on with your hair?
Who does?
People are just like, what the fuck's going on with your hair? It looks
Yeah,
shit.
What the fuck is going on with the sideburns?
It's called the in-between phase, dolls.
I could never do it.
Really?
I said to my barber today, I'm mad about it. I'm going to get him a book as well. A copy of the book for the...
Is he sexy?
For the barbershop. He's just lovely. He's a pet. We've the best chats.
And do you want to give him a quick plug?
No, because actually it's a booking system and I don't want him to get
too
busy.
Okay.
And he's doing well.
Okay, fair enough.
I don't want
him
to be too busy.
Fair enough.
But I sat down in the chair today and he just started cutting, right?
Yeah.
So then as a joke, I went, I didn't even tell you what I wanted. Right? And he goes, oh, sorry, I thought we were doing the usual. What do you want? Yeah. And I was like, you know what? I actually would love a mullet. But I'd love for him to cut my hair and for it to be a mullet. I don't want to go through this horrible in-between phase.
It's not hot. Like, when I grew up my mullet the last time, you just get them to cut it into the shape of the back and then it just grows. So you never see the back of your head.
Yeah, that's true. You know what I was thinking? Because I was watching the Beckham documentary on Netflix, right?
Yeah.
I was actually kind of glued to it. Isn't it crazy the hold he had on... young fellas, not just in Ireland, in the UK, probably around the world.
Yeah.
Like, I remember specifically, like, when he got the mullet done.
Having a wank over it.
That, And also going into school the next week, and a load of lads coming in with a mullet and a mohawk.
He was,
same with the mohawk.
He was the trendsetter. He was the icon. He was the moment. And also, he was serving high camp in those photo shoots.
He was.
It was, but it's because of Victoria. I just think Victoria Beckham's an icon. Also, she's a comedic genius.
She's so witty.
She's so funny. Her timing, her comedic timing is brilliant.
And I feel like people make her out to be a small bit dim, not very smart. Yeah. To be that funny, you have to have your wits about you.
Yeah,
you have
no,
to be
she's
clever.
Hilarious. So she's clever. We're Posh Spice fans in this house.
And it's crazy because someone said on Twitter, there really hasn't been anything else that's caused as much like media hysteria like as a couple since the two of them.
No, they were like the OGs, weren't they?
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I had completely forgotten that they'd worn purple for the wedding. Like that was like... That was crazy.
What? They wore purple on their wedding day?
She wore a purple dress and he wore a purple suit.
What?
Look, let me show you Picky.
And
have you not watched any of it?
No, I haven't seen it. But also, like, and I've never spoken about this before.
What?
Purple's my least favourite colour.
I hate when people come out with outrageous statements
that's
like that.
That's not, how is that outrageous? That's not.
There's so many hues of purple.
Yeah, all of them don't do it for me.
Really? Yeah. My favourite colours are purple and green, together.
It's an old maiden type colour. You know what I mean?
That's them on their wedding day.
Yeah, no, not doing it for me.
Nobody's doing it like them anymore.
No, they look gorgeous, obviously, but like, I don't know why I can't take to the colour purple. It's giving Barney, it's giving Grimace, you know what I mean?
I'll take you to see the colour purple on Broadway.
Obviously, the fucking play, the colour purple would be beautiful. But like, it's kind of coming across them racist now.
Yeah, it's giving racist undertones.
No, it's just the colour I'm not a fan of.
The colour purple.
No, anyway.
And everything it stands for.
No. Moving on.
But yeah, so the hair's been cut.
I'm still in the hotel and girls... I'm obsessed with the receptionist here. Right, we're not going to name names in case she gets in trouble, but she doesn't give a shit. Right, so we rang yesterday in the last record and Kevin was trying to order Prosecco. No answer, right?
No answer.
Then I rings this morning trying to find out when breakfast is like finished. No answer. So I went downstairs and I was like, how's it going? I was like, I think the phone in my room is broke because like no one's answering. And she goes, ugh, what do you want? And I goes, I live for you, my unbothered queen.
I kind of love her.
Oh, no, she like rolled her eyes at me, and I was like, okay, you're camp, you're a diva, you have your foot on my neck, like I'm ready.
And then, she knows it.
But then I goes, oh, I was just wondering when breakfast is over, and then she looked at the clock, looked back at me, and she was like, get to the first floor now.
What time was it?
It was like 10 minutes left apparently, but I didn't know. But she was making
10 minutes left. So what, like 10 to 11?
No, it's 20 past 10.
Oh, and they stopped serving at 10:30.
Yeah, and she...
Because you were having a grand leisurely morning, weren't you?
Of course, babe.
Oh, my God.
When Mam's away from the cats, she needs to get her lion. You know what I mean? Like, you know, when us busy mums get a chance, we can get time away from the kids.
Why do you need to be up early for cats?
I don't, like, I'm just pretending, like...
You know what? So PJ's staying in, like, a wheelchair-accessible room, right?
No, I checked with the receptionist that there's no one needs it.
No, he just likes the extra space for all his coats.
No, you're making it look like I
for all his shoes.
No, you're making it sound like I requested an accessible room.
He requested an accessible room so that he can record his TikToks.
No, I didn't.
Essentially Kelly doing her routine.
No, she when I was checking in, she was like, oh, you're in an accessible room. And then I goes, oh, okay. I was like, well, do you need it for someone? And
oh,
then,
shut up, you
no, didn't. I did. And then she was like, oh no, I just wanted to let you know. But it was such a weird thing to let me know. I was like, okay, that's grand.
But I'm saying, like, they have the, you know, the emergency lever, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And pull the lever, crunk, right? Wrong lever. No, but they have the lever.
Why do we even have that lever?
Right. You got it.
Yeah.
But they have that, but they won't even pick up the telephone.
I know. So I was like, if we need room service, we just need to pull the emergency cord.
No, girls, don't.
Don't,
that's
obviously,
awful.
Don't, obviously, yeah.
What happens?
They obviously just alert the...
Imagine if you pulled it and just went, celebrate. No, actually, I don't think we can say that.
The one time I did think, though, like, when Joe and these, I'm not sure to say when they first came in, because obviously they've been around for ages, but it was probably the first time I was in, like, a disabled toilet.
Yeah.
And I thought it was the light, and I pulled it.
Oh, my God.
And then they were, like, banging on the door, and I was like...
And you'd gone for a stinky shit.
I was like, Jesus Christ. I was like, what was going on? I was having a panic attack.
Also, are we going to talk about the flight situation in you and that iced coffee?
Oh, okay.
I feel like it needs to be spoken about because I've been telling so many people.
Yeah, we need to do some PR management.
Yeah.
I think it was a few weeks ago, I was coming to London for work with Kevin, right? And I was flying BA, right? And I never really fly BA, right? I'm a Ryanair girly. Aer Lingus at sometimes, you
sometimes,
know?
Sometimes, yeah.
So we were doing BA. Was someone paying for the flight? Why were we flying BA?
Probably.
Anyway, so on BA...
Probably. Me. Probably.
In the top right-hand corner, it like
I
says...
I hope you weren't doing it from the company account.
In the top right-hand corner, it says the time at the gate. And like, on a Ryanair flight, that's the time the gate closes. So I was like, oh, I have loads of time. So I go through security. My bag gets pulled, because they always pull my bag. I don't know why, right?
Because you look.
Because, yeah.
It's profiling. You look...
Yeah. I look dodge.
You look like a menace.
And anyway, I meet this pilot.
You look like you love drugs. Don't you? Yeah.
More so when I had the shaved head.
More so when you have the shaved
it's
head,
it's happening
to be fair.
Less now that I look like Mayor McAleese. Yeah. But basically, it gets pulled and I meet a pilot who listens to the podcast. He's like, hi, PJ, love the podcast. I was like, oh, thanks so much. I was like, I just
oh
have
my
to...
God.
Yeah, he was so sad.
Pilots are listening.
I was like, in the sky. I was like, do you listen as you're flying the plane?
He does not.
Like, imagine. And as well, some people be like, I can't listen at work because I'm laughing too hard. I'm like, maybe you shouldn't listen when you're flying an aircraft and have lives in your hand. Anyway, he was lovely.
And we're killing brain cells with some of the episodes.
Yeah,
me, and I'm like, I don't like the idea of a pilot listening, actually. Or brain surgeons or anything important.
I know what you mean. But basically... Then I get to my bag and I have like another 20 minutes before my gate closes, right? So I was like, oh, I'll grab a nice coffee because like mama needs her juice.
Mama needs her juice, mama girls.
So I go
cuff
to...
Cuff us.
Yeah, so cuff us, girls, right? So I go to Starbucks and I get my coffee and I get a toasty might as well, you know?
What toasty did you get in
ham
Starbucks?
Ham and cheese, you know? It was an early morning flight. Then I see like it's
so
like...
So you're craving a sandwich.
Then I see like...
Should I have a breakfast?
That was my brekkie, like a toasty.
Croque monsieur. Also, again, is this coming from the company again?
No, it's my own money, right?
I'll have to check that now.
So then I get my stuff, right, and I look up and it says final call. And I'm like, why is the final call? I start to panic, it's in red, right? So I start kind of running to my gate. And as I'm coming towards the gate...
I'm imagining you with the wheelie suitcase.
With the wheelie suitcase.
The iced coffee
with
clinking.
Iced coffee and my little toasty, right? So I'm running to my gate, but like it's like kind of a gay run.
It's
you know?
Pastiche.
It's like a shuffle, you know? Yeah. And then I'm getting...
I know it all too
I turn
well.
The corner... And the BA girl is like, Patrick Kirby? And I'm like, no, I go,
this is her.
I go, yeah. I was like, I'm so sorry. I was like, I thought the gate closes.
Patrick Kirby. And you went, oh my God, a fan.
No, I goes, I thought the gate closes at this time. And she goes, no, that's the time the flight leaves. And I was like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. But then it dawns on me, I'm standing there. They're waiting for me at the gate. Everyone's on the flight and I'm holding an iced coffee. So they're like, this fucking dope kept the flight waiting because he has an iced coffee in hand, right?
And as well, those BA flights, they're all the city workers, the gang
who
are coming
so
over.
So they needed to get going,
suits.
Right? So then she's kind of looking at me. She's scanning my flight and I'm like, oh, I'm so sorry. I thought that's when the gate closes. And she's like, no, they're waiting for you. Just run on. And then she's kind of side-eyeing the iced coffee. So then, right?
I'd have dropped this.
No, but so I'm walking from the airport across the runway to the plane, right? It's like a private jet because all the people who load the suitcases, everything, they're all lined up just looking at me. I'm like, where can I...
No!
And
you are serving capital fag.
I'm like, where can I throw this iced coffee so that...
You just gave it to one of the workers.
No, I was literally going to be like, will you take this? Like, I was like, where am I going to... Because I can't walk onto the plane.
I'd get sick.
Everyone's waiting for me on the platform and I can't walk on going... with my iced coffee, you know what I mean? So there's nowhere for me to put it, so I just have to get on, right? So I go onto the plane.
The air hostess when
and
I locked up.
The two air hostesses looks at me, and your man goes, oh, like, welcome aboard. And I was like,
He said, hurry up, stupid fucking
He was
prick.
Like, welcome aboard. But they're all just staring at the iced coffee, right? And then I'm like, I'm so sorry. I thought that the gate, and I was trying to explain it, but they were all just like, sit down. So then I'm walking down, and everyone on the BA5 is looking at me.
Giving you evils.
And they're all just side-eyeing the iced coffee. And I sit down right now, and I was like, that was the most embarrassing moment of my life, right? And then I tell Kevin when I get to London, and I was like, oh my God, that was so embarrassing, but thank God it's over.
Do you know what? My favourite part of that is imagining you walking down the aisle of the plane. But it's the noise from the clinking of the ice.
And it was
comedy.
It was almost like an ASMR audio, the fact, because it was dead silence. I don't know why. I never was on a flight that was so quiet. And all
because they're all furious.
All that was happening was my ice was rattling side to side in my coffee, right? God. Anyway, right.
Now, was it the brown sugar?
Yeah, it was gorgeous.
Gorgeous.
Like. Yeah, no,
gorgeous.
Worth it.
No, yeah.
And I had my Toasty then for the flight, like. But
obsessed. And as well, the BA is only the two seats.
Yeah, and I was like, I don't fly BA that often, so it's grand. Like, no one's going to remember, right? Next thing, right? 2 days later or something, we find a request on the Ingram account. The pilot that I bumped into sends us a message.
Yeah.
So he was like, what do you say again?
He basically said, oh, PJ, I'm the pilot who said hi at the airport. Yeah. He said, I was passing your gate and they were making an announcement for you. And I thought, you know, he knew that you were there.
Yeah.
So he asked them to hold it open. I think he said that you were his friend.
Yeah, he was like, that's actually my friend. I just saw him in security. Can you wait for him? So he vouched for me. So basically, this lovely man,
yeah.
I'll keep thank him you. Anonymous just yeah. in case you get in trouble or whatever, but thank you. But like, this lovely man went up to a girl that he knows for BA and was like, oh, I actually know him. He's on the way. But didn't know I was getting a nice coffee in Starbucks.
Didn't know that he was getting
so
a
then,
nice coffee.
So then his friend texted him, be like, you know your friend that you told me hold the plane for? It was because he was getting a fucking iced coffee. So it was like the mortification was happening all over again.
Babe, that's the opening sequence to your biopic.
Literally. Basically, like, long story short, I now only get the ferry.
No, but you won't. And you won't even learn from that, which is the worst thing. If you were going to somebody's funeral, right?
Yeah.
And you 20 minutes.
Yeah.
You'd say, girls, can we stop for a nice coffee?
Well, like, mama needs her juice, like.
And it doesn't matter what time of the day. I know, but
cuff me, girls.
We're all guilty of it, aren't we?
Cuff me, girls. Sorry, now. You don't want me before my coffee. You know what I mean? But first coffee.
And as well,
there's a reason there are so many tea towels and placards about coffee.
And as well, I don't think...
Because mama needs her juice.
I don't think an airport aesthetic is complete without a coffee.
Yeah, like, who are you in the airport,
like,
without a coffee?
I have my headphones,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I have my comfy hoodie.
Yeah.
Right, I have my wheelie suitcase.
You have your sunnies.
I have my sunnies.
I need my coffee.
I need my useless coffee.
Yeah, even when I have, like, a child and they're a toddler, I don't care if caffeine's bad for kids. They're
having
a baby
chino even.
No.
Just for the aesthetic.
I'm getting him a full grande ice. No, I'm going to get him a venti, like a really big iced coffee. Imagine a toddler holding that. How iconic.
Also, I should really learn and I should realise that I shouldn't be having a coffee.
Yeah.
Especially a shit airport coffee.
Yeah.
Before I get in a flight because...
Laxative.
Awful.
Yeah.
Awful.
Paint the town brown.
Just not a great idea. My stomach is kind of going, are you serious?
Anyway, I'd like to issue a formal apology to the passengers and crew of the BA flight.
See, that's the
Boeing
thing.
FR 737.
If it was maybe a Ryanair with the Ryanair girlies, they'd be kind of going, ah, PJ, but probably nobody knew you on that flight.
No, and as well, I think the Ryanair girlies, they would have been in the sky.
Oh, they'd be gone.
But I did, like, literally, but like, also, BA, like, I'm also kind of want to file a complaint that, like, it's confusing. Like, you usually say gate
closed. Never once looked at my boarding pass and went, oh, that's the time the gate closes.
But that's
plenty of time.
But that's what Ryanair does. It's like gate closes. Anyway, we've been waiting on the Brits long enough. They can wait on me for 5 minutes. You know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Reparations.
Hopefully... Nobody was looking to get over. Imagine if you were looking to get over in a hurry. Like.
No, I didn't delay the flight. Like, we still left on time.
Did you?
Yeah. But also, like, obviously it was mortifying and stuff, but also kind of pussy. Also kind of cunt. You know?
That's the, and it's like,
I was giving Nicki Minaj. You can't even spell prank.
It's something that would only happen to you as well.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I would have done? Once I found out,
you would just run away.
I'd have said, you know what?
Leave it, take off.
Leave it, take off, girls. I'll find an alternate route.
No, I rarely get embarrassed, but I was really embarrassed.
Really?
Yeah, I don't get embarrassed either, but I'd be really embarrassed.
And
as well, I could tell, like, I just felt like they just got me wrong. You know what I mean?
They had
a bad image of me. And as well, I was wearing like don't use these
comedy clothes.
I was wearing my comedy gear. Like I was wearing.
You should have turned the dial up.
I think I had a fur on. Like, I think I had a fur jacket.
You definitely
on.
Are a stone.
Yeah.
I'd have turned the dial up and I'd have like literally started blasting a tune and I'd have done a comedy walk on and I'd have done waves to the men in suits. I should have
leaned into it and I should have handed the worker at the end of the steps my bag. And it would have been like, doll, can you pop that up for me? You know what I mean? Anyway.
Anyway. Right, should we move on to the theme?
Let's get into the theme. The theme for this week is... reality TV.
Alexa, Play The Fame by Lady Gaga.
The Fame by Lady Gaga from Spotify.
Oh,
tune.
I can't believe this wasn't released. I think, right, and I'm going to go out on a whim here and say The Fame album.
Yeah.
Cherry, cherry, boom, boom. I'm going to say no skips.
No, oh my God, no skips. Also,
Brown Eyes maybe.
No, I love In Your
but,
Brown Eyes.
But if I'm in the humour phrase, yeah, I'm not skipping it.
Yeah, I know. Also, Disco Heaven.
A life of material. Think of all the songs that didn't get released.
Yeah, Boys, Boys, Boys.
Boys, 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 one of my favourites.
Yeah. Also, when she did that in concert.
All we care about is runway models, girls on film.
Cadillacs and liquor bottles.
Oh yeah. Sorry, yeah. I'm singing the next one.
Yeah. Ready?
I wanna see.
Sing along if you know, girlies.
Read it for the
fame.
Doing it for the,
cause we gotta
taste
live the
for
life
champagne
of the rich and
famous.
Alexa, stop.
I'm getting the second verse mixed up.
Yeah, you are. But it's fine.
I like you a lot, lot. Think you're
really,
really
hot, hot,
hot. Boys, boys, boys.
We like boys in cars.
Boys, boys, boys.
Buy us drinks in bars. Anyway, what are we talking about?
Reality TV.
Reality TV, because I would say one of the best reality shows returned.
Yeah.
Big Brother.
But you're not watching it, are you?
I'm not. I'm going to binge it because I'm seeing so many clips of it on TikTok, and I think they smashed it. I just think the casting,
of it
good,
is brilliant,
and like the
and
mix
really
of
diverse,
people they
yeah.
have.
Yeah.
It's beautiful. The house, they didn't try and reinvent the wheel.
Yeah.
It was so good.
The house is great. The house
yeah.
is amazing.
So I'm excited to like get to know all the people.
Now, the one thing I will say with a show like Big Brother,
yeah,
and it's the same with Love Island, though I believe that Big Brother is
miles ahead, yeah, yeah, yeah,
is the watching of it every night except for a Saturday is such a huge time
it's
commitment.
A huge commitment, yeah, 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 it is. And I think people are just too busy these days to do
too
that.
Too busy. And
yeah.
then, like, if you do miss the one episode, you're playing catch up
yeah.
and you can't watch it the next night until
yeah.
you've caught up. Like, that, it's a bit of a task.
I know what
sometimes.
You mean, yeah, it is. I don't know any... that many people. There's a gay fella in it who I'm obsessed with.
There's a few gay lads.
And he's very posh though. And he's
there's
very,
like three queer lads.
What's his name though? He's very posh and he's
Jordan.
Very like, yeah, Jordan. He's really good.
He's brilliant.
And Yin Run, is that her name?
Yin Run.
Yin Run is
Chinese
hilarious.
Girl. She's brilliant. And also, oh my God, I'd literally, if she needed an organ, I'd give it to her in the
yeah,
morning.
Yeah, I loved, I only saw her entrance and she's up against the wall and they're cutting it with all the Walk This Way,
Walk
Sugar
this
Babes.
Way,
what's the other brand who did it with them? Girls Aloud.
Girls Aloud.
Yeah.
No, she is to be protected at all costs.
Yeah,
now,
she
it's
is.
Early days. It's 2 weeks in.
Okay. Yeah, I'm going to catch up and get
I'm
into it.
I'm picking her out as
top
potential winner.
So I think as well.
But then it's so great because you never know what way these things are going to go. Sometimes you're looking at it and you're like, oh, this makes for great TV, right?
Yeah.
Or this person is great telly. But then the likes of Jordan, who's a bit of a lazy bastard and doesn't contribute much to the house.
Yeah.
He's getting nominated by loads of people. You know what I mean?
Okay.
You have to be a good team player as well within the context of the house and the running of it.
Yeah, because there's a politics within the house and then there's what the outside world
sees. What the outside world
sees. Which I think I would struggle with that. If I went into something like Big Brother.
Yeah.
Obviously, you try and be yourself and as authentic as possible. But you do also, if there's a nomination element, you do kind of have to be like, oh... I have to be like, you have to be a bit strategic because you don't
make an effort with other people.
Yeah, because you don't want to get nominated. Because like, imagine saying, you know, if there's like, what if you just got a group where like three of them you don't like, or like they don't like you, and then you
yeah.
can't just be like, you're a fucking mog.
Yeah.
Because they'd be like, okay, you're gone. And then
yeah.
even if the world liked you, they'd be like, you're eliminated. You know what I mean?
Yeah. What do you do in that scenario?
Also, like, it's all about the edit. So it's like, the edit, the whole, like, obviously, if the producers see you at the beginning
yeah.
as like the winner, they're
yeah.
going to give you a favourable edit, right? Whereas if they see
there's
you as
that.
More of a villain, you're always going to come across as a villain.
Well, there's that. I think for Big Brother,
yeah,
that doesn't work as well.
Okay.
I think just because it's like a 24 hours a day thing, it's much easier to get like a villain edit in the likes of
Drag Race.
Drag Race
or something. Yeah, 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 yeah.
Whereas like in Big Brother, it is very transparent because, you know, a lot of the time with these like shopping budgets and like with the challenges and
yeah.
like things they have to go through, they kind of have them at their wit's end.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
I know what you mean. Cornflakes. He's eating all the fucking cornflakes. Nikki
That's
Graham.
That's actually a good Nikki.
R.I.P. I
Rest
loved
in peace,
her.
Nikki Graham.
Oh my God.
Oh,
she was like top tier reality TV.
But see, that's one of the things that's happening now like, it's great that Big Brother is back and that it's doing well, because there's like an age of reality TV where I feel like there's so much performance and people aren't being their authentic selves.
Yeah.
Because there's too much of an awareness nowadays. Like before, when Big Brother aired in the early days, yeah, people weren't really tweeting about it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I know what you mean.
And also, some people did go on to have like a career after Big Brother, but
a lot of people didn't.
A lot of people didn't. Yeah. And also, like, a lot of people who are putting themselves forward for shows like this, I think they're actually looking to become a celebrity.
I know what you mean.
As in, like, they're looking for the Pretty Little Thing collaboration, yeah, at the end of it. It's especially true, I think, for the likes of Love Island.
Yeah, that's why I think, like, that's why I stopped watching Love Island after, like, Kem and Amber's season, because, like, I watched the next season a small bit.
Yeah.
But, like, but now it's literally, like, these people go in, they put on this character, they know that they're going to be kind of famous when they leave.
Yeah.
It's way too polished. Whereas, like, what I love about Big Brother now is you're getting back to, like, that early 2000s type of reality TV where it's just, like, normal people,
yeah,
in a house having a skate. You know, or, like, Grier and Traw, like, the Irish version. Yeah. They're doing it with that as well.
Yeah.
I feel like we're getting back to that, but also without the, like, chaos that was the early 2000s where they didn't give them any support.
Yeah, that, well, those early years of reality TV where people were just figuring it out and, yeah, they just wanted to put anything in front of a camera if, yeah, it was going to be somewhat entertaining.
The producers were crazy back then.
Also, I think there's more rules in place and actual legislation with regards to drinking on reality TV, like, yeah, they're limited and stuff. Because back in the day, people would just be getting locked and be...
No, I'd be kind of allergic, though. Imagine, like, you'd want a few drinkies with the girls.
You want a few drinkies.
On a Friday night, and you're like, what are we going to... And they come in. I'd rather, like, if they come in and go, you can have two glasses of wine, I go, you're grand, I won't have any.
You know what I mean?
No, is that me condoning binge drinking?
No, but I want three glasses. Like, I'd be like, three.
At least give me a bottle.
And do you know what I can't stand?
You'd have two
stand?
Glasses when you're thinking about it.
Do you know what I can stand? Well. And I know it's for the purpose of editing. The copper cups.
Is that in...
It's in everything. It's in
really?
Big Brother now as well.
Really?
It's so
Why
annoying.
Is that? Because, oh, because you can see the liquid going up and
so
down.
So now if you wanted to pull a clip from previous,
okay,
you'd be like, oh, they have more of a drink now.
Okay.
Yeah, it just makes, like, it's,
that's
it's
fucking
tough to
annoying.
Do an edit. Yeah.
That is annoying. But, I don't know.
I don't know why it's annoying. I just have an aversion to copper cups.
Also, like, we know it's all edited, so I don't give a shit if the drink is popping up and down.
I don't really, really care.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Do you know what I mean? But, like, yeah, I do think, like, back in the day, it was weird because they used to, like, especially in the early 2000s, they didn't really know what was going on. So they'd, like, just let chaos happen. Like, I remember I saw a clip the other day in an old Big Brother where there was, like, an actual physical fight happening because they were all kind of locked. And then it was, like, after 30 minutes, we send people in to, like, diffuse the situation. I'm like, 30 minutes of people scrapping in the house and throwing shit at each other.
Crazy.
And then you send people in. Now, TV Gold. But, like, also crazy. But also then, I think what they didn't expect is that, like, obviously they like, slingshot these people into, like, fame.
Yeah.
And then they just sent them out in the world and there was no aftercare. So,
yeah,
like, you had people getting, like, really severe depression. There was, like, suicide attempts. Like, it was,
people
like...
Committed suicide.
People committed suicide. Like, there was no, like...
I think there's been... Is it... I haven't checked this in advance. Maybe we should have, but... I think two suicides.
Which is so scary.
From contestants in Love Island, obviously, Caroline Flack.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a different story because she wasn't a contestant on the
show. I know,
show,
but still, it was the trolling.
Because of the abuse that,
yeah,
she was receiving.
It was... It's so scary. So, I do think... It's such a shame. And, like, it's crazy that... someone had to die for them to take it seriously, but now I do think there's way stricter aftercare in place.
I know, but it's only because they have to.
Yeah, it's only because they have to. They're still like,
really, if you're getting these people on a TV program, that's probably going to alter the trajectory of their lives,
yeah,
going forward, and it's also going to just have a huge impact. Imagine going in somewhere one day, not being known by anyone.
Yeah.
And then to come out at the end of this project where you're inside in the gaff like a guinea pig.
Yeah.
And being known by everyone. Like, I saw, what's her name? Downstairs, Ella from this season's Love Island. You know, the Scottish one.
I don't watch it. No, I don't know.
Do you not know any of their names?
No.
I didn't really watch it either, but I know just because...
Was she there? Was she just there?
Downstairs getting a coffee and I was like... Even like simple things like that, like her getting a coffee, is kind of taken away from her.
Yeah,
she seemed
what you mean.
On edge.
Yeah,
and I could see that a few heads had turned and had spotted her.
Okay,
she's probably thinking, "Oh, like, is someone going to take a picture?"
Okay,
yeah,
Jesus, yeah, it is. It's so hard for them. Also, as well, say now if you were loving the fame, like for example, say now someone went into Love Island and they become so famous, they're loving the fame, but then the Love Island fame will like you're like a flash in the pan. Like unless you do a Molly May on it or something, you're or like a Maura Higgins, you're like you're gonna be less relevant as the years go on, you know what I mean?
Absolutely.
So like they don't equip people how to deal with that either. Like if you're not mentally stable enough, like imagine going, you're one of the most famous people in the world now.
You know who's doing very well?
Who?
Waze.
I love Wes.
Wes has a load of songs, and I didn't even know it was Wes until I was watching something. Like,
you know
Wes now that you'd sing along to.
Yeah, yeah. He had that huge hit. Remember?
Bop.
Yeah, what was it called again?
What are the songs that Wes sings?
What's Wes' song?
Wes song. 1 second. Wes Nelson.
Nice to meet ya.
Is that the one I'm thinking of? No. Try Drive. Nice to meet ya. No, Try Drive.
I know that one. Nice to meet ya.
He looks cute there, doesn't he?
He's gorgeous now.
I think I know this one. This one? That's Wiz. Gorgeous.
Is it A Drove All Night? No, that's Cher. A Drove All Night.
No, it's Celine Dion.
Oh, fuck's sake. Obviously. Anyway, but I think he's doing it right. So that's what I think. If I was in a reality show, right? When you leave, you need to do something that's nothing to do with the show. Like the way Molly May, did her bits.
See, she was already doing all the YouTube stuff, and Tommy Fury is a boxer, so they already had a leg up.
Yeah,
they were coming out to do that, and there was already a bit of hysteria about
that. You just need to get known for something else. So like, he's a singer. Like Maura Higgins is like kind of fashion-y girly now.
Yeah.
And she's doing all the bits. Do you know what I mean? You have to go into something. You can't just rest on I was in Love Island for the rest of your life. You know what I mean?
Yeah, completely.
Same like if you leave Big Brother, like Brian Dowling went into presenting. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Whatever. You know?
He wrote a book.
He wrote a book in the same publisher as us. Hi, Brian Gurley.
Hi, Brian.
Yeah.
Do you want to come on the pod and talk about it? Wait, so you're saying, right, so you don't watch Love Island.
No.
You're not watching Big Brother. What reality TV do you watch, if any?
I'm going to get into Big Brother, right? But I don't have to either. No, I want to though, but I'm not watching any at the moment.
But see, you're just like a Netflix binger. You're never great for watching telly at a certain time.
At the moment I'm binging Apple TV.
What?
The morning show.
Baby, you couldn't still be watching the morning show.
It's only releases every Wednesday. That's what I love about it.
Oh, is it?
I love when shows don't just give you it all and they kind of edge you.
Yeah.
I'm being edged by the morning show. It's so good.
What season is it on now? Four.
Three.
Oh, three.
Because they were shooting during the pandemic, so it was like they're delayed. But everyone's so good in it. It's brilliant. I love it so much. But I only used to get into reality TV when I used to live with you. Like, because
that's a lie.
Yeah.
I don't really watch reality TV.
But we used to watch it together though. Because like, we'd sit and it'd be like a Gogglebox situation. Even though we were snubbed for Gogglebox Ireland. Whoever's listening, who organised that, Dollies?
Who do they have on? Emma, Shane and Tony did it, didn't they?
Yeah, but where was our call? We'd be classed for Gogglebox Ireland. You would love it. Why are you looking at me like that?
No, I would like it.
Yeah.
But also like, I won't just say yeah to any gig.
Gogglebox Ireland is our dream gig, babe.
Is it my dream gig?
Sitting in front of a telly and commenting on what's going on.
My dream is Broadway. I know what your dream gig is. Don't be telling me what
my dream gig is. Gogglebox Ireland. I'd have fucking... Imagine, you get paid to sit down at home, watch shows and just comment on what's going on. That's the dream. Fuck Broadway. There's way too much effort.
I know, but sometimes I don't want the running commentary when I'm watching telly.
But Gogglebox Ireland, babe. If we got offered,
you keep saying Gogglebox Ireland as if I'm going to go.
If we get offered Gogglebox Ireland, we're doing it. We're doing it. I'm sorry. Like, I'm playing my friend card.
I don't like when you talk over things.
You love it. You'd be skitting laughing at me when we were home. You goes, oh my God, PJ, write that down. That's genius. You goes, Maya Jama who?
Right, so what do you watch?
Nothing at the moment.
Not watching any reality TV?
No, what are you watching?
Well, I'll always watch, like, Drag Race. I'm watching Big Brother.
Yeah, so we were kind of struggling with this. Are competition shows reality TV? They are, right?
They are. Like, I'm watching Married at First Sight. But you know what? I would have always said I'm not really into reality TV.
Yeah.
But then some of it you have it on. And especially when, you know, it's a bit of background when you don't have to follow anything.
I know what you mean. Too much.
It is just an easy watch.
So, I might sound silly here, right?
Right.
Yeah.
You always do, it's fine. I don't know why you're giving the preface.
Is Married at First Sight a show where people get married the first time they see each other?
It's literally that.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
So, like, I go, yeah, I'll marry legally, like.
Yeah, but sure, it's all a marriage is a farce anyway. Them saying that the gays are making mockery of marriage.
Yeah.
And that it goes against the Bible. But sure, people are literally getting married.
Yeah,
upon seeing someone on TV show. That's actually what I mean.
So true. But like, in that TV show, do they have to legally get married, or is it just macchiato?
No, they're married, like.
And do they stay married?
Well, as far as I'm aware, this is actually the first time I've ever watched it.
Okay.
I'm watching the Married at First Sight UK one. Now there's crazies on there.
Oh, but yeah, also, obviously.
There's always going to be an element of crazy if there are these people who are just marrying a stranger. You know what I mean?
I know what you mean. You're not going in there in your right mind.
And now, some of the people, you won't believe it, because obviously a lot of work is going into matching people.
Yeah.
You know, people, like, they're trying to pick people who they genuinely think are compatible.
Really?
Really, like. And okay. They're like, some of the couples now you'd see, and you know what I find interesting? I think there's actually been a study done on it. Apparently, if you were to throw 100 couples in a room,
and 99 don't believe in you, one will.
You'd be able to pair up the 50 couples.
That's a lie.
You'd stand a good chance. Maybe not 100, because that might be too many people to look at, but like 20, you'd be able to pick out 10 couples.
What about soulmates?
Huh?
What about soulmates?
What do you mean, what about soulmates? What does that mean?
Like, what about your soulmate? Like, do you not believe in that? In the world?
What are you talking about right now?
You said if there's 100 people in the room, you could pair them up. But, like, what the odds your soulmate will be in the room?
No, people who are already couples.
Oh, right.
I'm saying that, like, typically, if you were to see, right, if you were at a party.
Yeah.
And you were to see, if there's 10 people there and they're all couples.
Yeah.
Like, say now as well, if you and Jose were one of the couples at this party.
Yeah.
If I was to go in, I would probably know that you and Jose were a couple.
Oh, right.
You know, that kind of way.
I get you.
Without knowing who the people are in advance and knowing any of the relationships. Because you'd probably be in a Naguna and he'd be wearing a funny hat.
I knew you were going to say something like that.
No, but you know what I mean? There is, and like,
I know we'll what say, you like, mean.
You know.
It's like when owners start to look like their dogs.
It's exactly like
that.
Yeah,
that's what it is.
And you know, like, typically we'll say, like, couples who are mad into the gym.
Yeah.
You would rarely find one fella who's loving the gym and then someone who has no interest.
Okay, I get you. Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
Like,
yeah.
You know,
I know what you mean. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean?
So you'd be able to spot the couples.
Yeah.
Or sometimes they're brother and sister and it's weird. You know what I mean? Same difference, yeah. Kind of vibes.
Especially with the gays.
So
especially with the gays, you're just finding the person who looks like them.
Yeah, like me and Jose look the bop off each other.
But yeah, so with Married at First Sight, the premise is they're meeting each other for the first time. This person has been selected for them, and then like they go on honeymoon.
Yeah.
And then they have like kind of like couples therapy then throughout, but like in front of the other group, they're asked if they want to stay.
Okay.
Part of the project and stuff. And there are people in it, and you're going, geez, they're actually a great, great match.
Okay. I'd love to know if they stay together.
Well, it's similar to like Love is Blind, right?
Yeah. What's that one?
That's the American one with Nick Lachey.
Oh, no, really?
But he's presenting it with his wife. I don't know.
Jessica Simpson.
No, that's all off.
Oh.
Jeez, that's all off really? Years.
Oh, that's so sad.
No.
Why no?
No.
They did a reality show together and everything.
Yeah, I know, but that's all a bit toxic.
Oh, is this?
Well, I'm guessing if it ended, babe.
Oh, Jessica, get onto me there.
See, you've actually no concept of, like, pop culture.
Sorry I didn't keep up with Jessica Simpson and Nick Lachey's relationship, babe. Like, what the fuck? I can't keep up with everyone's relationship in the world.
It's nothing to do with keeping up, it's just reading a news headline.
Sorry, I don't read the glasses, like.
Basically, Love is Blind is they're in the pods and they go on a series of dates.
Oh, and they'd be like, circle, send a message to Nick Lachey.
No, that's the circle.
Okay.
You're such a nuisance. Why would you agree to do reality TV app and you've no concept of
I do
telly.
Same thing,
but basically they wouldn't see each other.
Okay.
For the whole project
they get to know each other
yeah. Sight unseen, as they say in the show.
Yeah.
And they obviously develop like
feelings.
They have to propose in the pods,
and like, I'm not trying to be shallow or anything, but like if you're not physically attracted to somebody,
oh,
it's never
not.
Gonna
I
work.
I could never do it.
Yeah.
I need to wanna rip their clothes off in first encounter.
Yeah. Because, like, obviously, I can get on with the wall. You can get on with anyone. No, and as well, looks fade, obviously. But, like...
Oh, yeah, obviously. But it has... Girls. We need it coming from both angles. We need the personality and we need the...
And you need to be hot.
You need to be hot, girls.
Yeah.
Especially on a date with me, you gotta be hot. First on the list. No, but what I was getting at with it is... There's always a couple that come out of it every season. Now, I typically trail off because any of those programs, they're dragged out.
Yeah, yeah, I know they are. Into their lives. Yeah.
But there's always a couple and you go, actually, maybe ye were made for each other is a bit of a stretch, but you'd kind of go...
It was kind of fate, kind of...
They're going to be with each other for life. And also, if you take people who are willing to sign up to a show like that, right, they're already of similar mindsets, you know what I mean?
I know what you mean, yeah. It's mad, though. Like, it is a bit Black Mirror, the whole thing, isn't it?
All a bit Black Mirror, yeah.
It's, like, because we're just sitting at home just watching these people, but they're, like, real people with real lives.
But also, right, these people are chatting with each other, they go on loads of dates, I know they don't see each other. You still have things like arranged marriages happen in the world as well.
I know, actually, fair enough. You know? You're right. But like a lot of them, like they're hit and miss as well, I suppose. Some of them love them and some of them hate them, yeah.
Sometimes I think would it nearly be easier.
I'll do one for you, will I?
No, I don't want it to be.
I think I'd be able to, I'm a good wingman.
If they were really hot, maybe.
No, I'd get a good personality as well.
Yeah, obviously.
They'd need to be a bit...
No, but not a better personality than me.
Okay.
I could do with someone hotter than me.
You need someone to be... extroverted, but not to the point where they swan into a party and like it's all on them, you know what I mean? You still want to be like the life and soul of the party.
In fact, I'd want an introvert.
Cheeky would.
No, who's a bit cheeky?
Yeah, introvert with a twist. Y'all wanted an introverted twist?
I'm all open for them being hotter than me.
Yeah.
Like, I want them to be hot, like.
And people go, Jesus Christ, you see Kevin's fella.
No, but I don't want people to go, oh my God, how'd he land that?
Okay, yeah,
you know what I mean? That's my worst nightmare.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
But I want him to be really hard. Like, I know I'm okay what with him being hotter than me, but definitely...
Not funnier.
Not funnier, not like, you know, as like...
More charismatic.
Charismatic.
Okay, like, okay.
You know? So that's your task. Now, go out and find him. So would you do reality TV?
Yeah.
If it's the right show, I suppose it's the right show.
It depends on what show. What show would you do?
Well, I'm always getting asked to do shows.
Yeah, no, actually, we never talk about this. Kev, I used to get DM'd a small bit, but you get DM'd loads about going on reality. How many, like, give us the shows that you've been asked to go on.
I've never done them.
No, asked to go on.
I don't know, because a lot of the time they're getting on to me in the early, like, casting phases.
Oh, okay.
So they don't have the name for the show yet. One of the ones that I was asked on, and I think it did air, was... It was basically a dating show that was like set in like an American high school, and they were having all the tropes, and you were assigned like a character. There was like the jocks,
oh, really?
The cheerleaders, the nerds.
That's fun.
Another one they asked me to go on was basically they would reconnect you with an old flame that things didn't work
Pedro.
Out with. And I was like, oh my God, would I go on and do a
Pedro?
Like, if he agreed to that, I'd probably do it.
He doesn't speak English.
But I was thinking he probably does speak
English. Love
is
your language.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Who needs it?
Oh my God, why didn't you do that one? Busy.
No, it would have to be the right show, like.
Yeah. Also, you don't get paid to be on a reality show, do you?
No, you do. You get Drag Race, if you're going on Drag Race, it's like however many weeks out of your life.
You don't get paid that much, like, do
no,
you?
No, it's just like enough to keep you going.
Keep you going, yeah.
I got asked recently to do the next season of Married at First Sight, and then I was kind of like, I got kind of insulted.
Don't be beating me to the altar, you.
I was getting kind of insulted by it, to be honest.
Why?
Because I was like, I'm actually a grand girl, so I'll get my own husband. Don't you worry about me. You don't need to arrange some grand scheme to get me hitched.
You would be brilliant reality TV, babe.
See, that's my other conflicting thought.
Yeah, it would be so funny.
We could do our own verse.
Oh, but we're doing a reality TV show.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, we're just waiting to be signed up for one.
Yeah.
Like, producers listening, we're ready.
But is it a bit cheap? Are we cheapening ourselves? Are we cheapening our brand? Oh my God, they're doing the hoovering in the room next door.
They can't hear it.
I can hear it.
Yeah, HSP.
Very sensitive.
I don't give a fuck if it's cheap. I'm going to have a laugh. I just want to be strutting around the gaff doing a reality show.
Yeah, I know.
Come Orly Simmons, My Life in the Fab Lane.
Yeah, there's an element of that.
A model, a mother. And what is it? What's she say? It's like a model.
I can't even hear you because all I'm hearing is the hoovering.
A model, a mother, and something. I'm Kamorley Simmons, and this is my life in the Fab Lane.
Okay, we need to talk about top 5 most iconic reality TV moments.
Moments, okay.
David is Dead is coming in there, I think, at number 1.
That's hilarious.
And as well, we watched the David is Dead clip for the first time
together. Yeah.
Around
it was,
the time that it aired.
I couldn't stop. It was so funny.
And I couldn't
for
tell
people
you.
People who don't know, it's in Big Brother, and Tiffany Pollard finds out... that David is dead. Your one's husband, David. Anyway, we're not going to explain this. Just look it up.
Everyone knows David is dead.
Okay. Right? Mam, look it up. I'll send you the clip after
I'd
this.
Say your mam knows about
my
it.
My mam will not know about David is Dead, the internet meme. Another one is from The Simple Life, which arguably was kind of quite scripted, but Nicole and Paris are like doing obviously some like farm work, and then the farmer's like, you're so fucking dumb, and then Nicole goes, I'm sorry, if you call me or my friend dumb again, I'm gonna fucking kick the shit out of you. And I'm like, work. I think that's the way we'd be on a reality show.
I think that's the way we'd be. Another mention for Abby Lee Miller, Dance Moms, you know, when she's inside the theatre and she's on her phone and one of the mams comes up to her and she's like, you're always preaching to our kids about etiquette and here you are on your phone, you should be ashamed. And then she's in that mobility scooter.
Yeah.
But like, can she walk? I don't know what her story is. She's crazy.
Yeah. But
she's crazy.
No, but I don't think she can anymore because she was sick. But she reverses out.
She reverses out of the theatre.
And she drives the whole way to the police station in the scooter.
But literally, the cameras are like following her and they're like, where is she going? And she goes and she files the police report there, and then she said that she was physically assaulted.
But babe, like, she knows what makes good TV.
Yeah.
That's the thing, like, the best cast though know what makes good TV and they play up to it. Another one I love, I don't watch the Real Housewives franchise, which I feel like, are we bad gays because we don't watch it? We are, right?
But I also think that's the type of show that like in 10 years that I'll just sit down, and I love the idea of being able to binge it.
I know what you mean, and I know a lot of the like sayings and stuff because it's always on social media, you know.
Oh,
what
like
I mean?
All the memes that I have in my meme folder on my phone are like Real Housewives.
But there's one scene when they're all having a fight at dinner.
The Amsterdam fight.
Yeah.
Is
which
like probably
is
one of the
camp
biggest moments in the franchise.
It needs to be studied for like the best reality TV show moment because like it is so good. I love there's one stage, this blonde one. Now I don't know anyone's name, so don't kill me, guys.
And everyone's gonna hate us, so let's not try and explain it.
But basically she goes to one like, stop talking, you beast. And your one goes, beast. Imagine you're fighting with someone and they call you a beast.
Is there any other moments to make it in there?
There's loads more.
Yeah, there's loads.
There's loads more. There's one moment, it's not really like a favourite one of mine, but I just think it's funny. So when Fade Street was on, there's one where Joanne McNally was working in a PR firm, but she's like she's just in the PR firm, and Joanne's like talking about like doing stuff, and Joanne's just like, yeah, perfect, yeah, cool. And it's so funny just seeing Joanne McNally in like
really?
Just
have
a
you
PR
watched
firm.
It recently?
No, I just saw a clip on social media. It's so funny.
Also, you know what another show is that like is one of those crazy reality TV shows is do you ever watch Bad Girls Club?
Yeah,
sometimes some of
crazy.
The clips come up and
it's scary.
It's crazy.
Yeah, also I'd be shitting myself because they'd be just killing each other the whole time.
And you know what series I was also addicted to?
Yeah.
You know, Playing It Straight. There was a version that was on years ago on Channel 4.
Yeah.
And then they came back with a newer version and it was Alan Carr doing the voiceover for it. And basically the premise is they'd throw like gay and straight lads into a gaff. They'd have a girl then who would go on dates with them, and basically in the end she'd try and pick a potential suitor, and the hope is that she'd find a straight lad. Oh my god, it all sounds a bit crazy.
But if he turns out to be gay, he gets to keep all the money.
He gets the money.
Yeah, so like I remember I saw a clip.
I just love doing it. You go gay.
Yeah, you're like gay. But also the back in the old one, not the Alan Carr one, she picked the gay fella.
Oh really?
And when he's saying like, oh, I'm gay. He goes, I'm gay, darling. And then she...
he just switches.
And like his eyes... He starts crying because he's like, he feels so guilty for tricking her.
I know, but it's
and
a
show. And then she's like, I don't even care. She's like, I don't even care. It's fine. Just leave. Just leave. I don't care. But like, you can tell she's fucking raging. But like, also hilarious.
And then there was all those chaotic MTV reality shows.
A Shot of Love with Tila Tequila.
Yeah.
Flavor Flav. No Flavors of Love with Flavor Flav.
Yeah.
That's where New York came from.
That's where Tiffany Pollard came from.
What else is there? What were you saying earlier when they used to do the music videos?
Made. Making the Band.
Well, I could write a thesis on making the band. Specifically, Aubrey and Audrina's relationship. And when P. Diddy made them dance battle against each other. It was.
And it's Laurianne Gibson was choreographing. And it's, you know how often I would just do a dance in my kitchen to... the Ciara song that they used to always do. That
1-2-step.
It was 1-2-step, was it?
They used to use the intro to it. Yeah.
Remember, he made them go on a run around Central Park, and he got them to like start singing whilst they were doing it.
That's crazy. Also, didn't what Lauren Gibson as well was like? It's like, looking at me. She's like, no. She's like, it's too much.
She's crazy.
She was crazy. She was absolutely insane. But that, I was
and
addicted
then
we to
Girlicious and Finding the Next Pussycat Doll.
Yeah, but also they did.
We could have done all separate episodes on all these shows.
They did a male version of Making the Band.
Not interested. I need my girlies.
Yeah, I know what you mean. We lived for the girlies. I need my girl band. But Girlicious was Search for the Next Doll. That was completely separate. That was Robin Anton.
But did they even throw the doll into the thing?
So they went Search for the Next Doll, and I don't think she ever actually became a Pussycat Doll. But
no,
then,
she didn't, because I know her.
But then
what happened?
Because I'd know her. I know.
But you would. You'd know. Oh, there's
I don't
another
know
doll.
What happened at the end. But
you know what happened? Robin goes, "I'm going to put myself in it again," because that's what was happening. Robin used to say, because there was an what is it? There was like an uneven number of dolls.
Yeah. She,
so Robin used to go into the
the
dance sections of the music video and go, "No, girl, you want to be a doll."
Girlicious then came out of the back of that.
Oh my god!
And they were crazy as
and
well.
You know what? But they just had like, you know, stupid dumb songs with a catchy beat, and that's what I inhale.
Yeah, me too.
You know, there was also, do you remember Chris Jenner?
Yeah.
Do you remember she became the manager of the BG5?
I remember that, yeah.
Remember that song? Yeah. And it was like, it rotted my brain, but it also spoke to the deepest parts of it. What was the song? If I scratch your back, you need to scratch mine. Girls, if you haven't listened to Scratch by BG5,
look it up.
When this episode finishes, go away and listen to it.
Yeah. I'm not even going to get into all the scripted reality shows like Made in Chelsea and like The Hills. Remember The Hills shook the nation?
Well, it was because of that last episode where they showed the set falling down.
But we knew that was the thing the whole time.
But you know what? I know people who were involved in Made in Chelsea, not in the casting of it, but involved in production. Yeah. And apparently it's really scripted. But I suppose it would have to be, right?
Like I when I worked in the advertising agency, we did a campaign with Jamie Lang for kettle chips, right? Yeah. The crisps. And he was
I know, she used to always get free bags.
He was so lovely. But he told us on the day, like, if they're filming in, like, a club, they'd film with no music on. And if, like, so they'd talk and there's no music in the club. And then in post, they put over the music.
Oh my god, really?
So like, imagine like you're being like, yeah, and then we went here and did this and stuff like that, and then they just overlay the music and the atmospheric sounds afterwards.
Oh my god, core memory unlocked. When I was in Magaluf on my Leaving Cert holiday, we went to Santa Panza and we were inside in the bar and they were filming California.
What?
And we got pickies with all of them.
Oh my god, can crazy. You find them now? Guys?
Absolutely, I have pictures somewhere.
Brilliant. We'll put up on
probably
Patreon.
On Facebook. Also, Made in Chelsea, my man won't stop going on about Corsica.
What's that?
They did the summer in Corsica.
Yeah.
And apparently, it's meant to be gorgeous. Anytime now over the summer, I was saying that I wanted to go away. Or whatever. She's like, would you ever go to Corsica? My mum loves Made in Chelsea and she's still following
really?
It.
Really? Is it still going?
Still going.
Oh, lads, sometimes...
You wouldn't know anyone in it.
Yeah, just leave it to rest, you know what I mean? Put it to bed, you know what I mean?
Put it to bed, girls.
Anyway, TV reality series. TV show producers, me and Kevin are ready.
Yeah, reality TV show to follow.
Yeah. Will people be allergic to us then?
Yeah.
Nah. We'd be fine. If we weren't together, I think we'd be allowed.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
I feel like, but we'd have to do a storyline where we hate each other.
Why?
Light and shade, like.
No, we'd go in there best friends. Then once people like fall in love with us as friends, then we have a pretend fight.
Yeah.
Well, we probably would probably fight anyway.
A real fight.
Yeah,
I'm happy to do a real fight.
Yeah, because if we're like together for like 24 hours a day for like the whole month, we'd kill each other. Yeah. And then we'll reunite and then we'll both take the crown. 50-50.
Take what crown?
If we win, we'll win the reality show, like.
But I thought it's just about us.
Oh, I was thinking more Big Brother situation.
Oh.
But like, if we do our own one, obviously. We...
I don't know if I want to be in Big Brother.
Oh, really?
My face is, like, I know, I think I've said this before. When I wake up in the morning, it takes a while for me to look beautiful.
Well, me too. Mine's all puffy puff.
But I'm puffy puffy. My hair's mangled.
It looks like sometimes when I wake up in the morning that I've slept in a beehive and I'm allergic to them. And then I woke up and they're after stinging me.
And the thing is, I do have this profile as someone who's, you know, very happy-go-lucky. Like,
do
lovely
you?
Guy, loves the vibes.
Happy-go-lucky is not a profile you possess, doll. Happy-go-lucky.
Well, like, I'm kind of bringing the vibes. I'm like...
You're bringing the vibes, but you're very... regimented, like, and
but some
particular.
Days I'm not bringing the vibes.
Okay,
you know what I mean?
I know. You don't have to be on all the time.
Don't have to be on all the time.
Okay.
I think it'd be exhausting.
I just go, Big Brother, I'm just going to take a day, personal day, and I go into the bed.
You can't do that, babe.
Why?
Sure, that's the thing. Like, once you wake up in the morning, once they wake you up, that's it for the day. You'd be voted
what time
out.
They, what time do they wake you up?
I say early. Because that's another part of it. I say you're a smally bit lacking in sleep.
And you
don't
Because
they want you to be a bit cranky and starting fights.
Oh, really?
And I'd be starting fights with people if I was cranky.
I'd go one way or the other. I'd get into a silly, goofy mood, or I'd be cranky and an awful bitch.
Well, the thing is, if you weren't getting your... If you weren't hitting your calorie count as well for the day...
And would they let me have my Revive Active
no.
in the morning?
No.
I'm not... this is not a sponsored post, but it's my crack cocaine. I need it now. I don't know what they're putting into it... But I think they're getting
You're gonna be crazy.
They're getting the country hooked.
But you've an addictive personality.
Do I?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Anyway, speaking of that, I need to pop another sulfadine there because my back's killing me.
Anyway, girlies, any ideas for a reality TV series for us?
Yeah, drop us a message.
Drop us a message.
I love you.
Love you loads, girls.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.